Welcome to Maseches Tainis, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8, the final Mishnah of Maseches Tainis. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lo hayu yam tovim liYisrael, there were no days better. In other words, the best days for the Jewish people were Kechamisha Asar Ba'av, the 15th of the month of Av, Uchayom HaKippurim, and like Yom Kippur. What's so special about the 15th of Av? So the Gemara gives so many different reasons. One, the Gemara says that there was a period of time where the Shvatim, the different tribes, were prohibited from marrying one another, because if they did, then the division of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, would eventually, event that was divided by tribes, would eventually lose its division. So they couldn't marry one another, and eventually they were permitted. That was on the 15th of Av. Another is that for a period of time, and because of an unfortunate story, the tribe of Binyamin was ostracized from the Jewish nation, and they were permitted to re-enter the Jewish people on the 15th of Av. It was the day that the dead of the Midbar of the desert stopped dying. We know that the final year that they were there, every Tisha B'Av, the people would go and they'd dig themselves a grave and lie there, because they knew that a group of people would pass away. That was part of the punishment for the Jewish people because of their sins in the desert. And then the final year, the people made a grave and nothing happened. No one died. By the 15th of Av, they realized that no one was going to die. Talmud also says it was the day that Hoshea ben Ela was able to annul the decree that Yerovam and Nevat Jeroboam made that prohibited the Jewish people from going up to do Aliyah LeRegel, to come up to the Beis HaMikdash for holidays. Number five, the Gemara said, was the day that the Harugei Beitar, the many people that were massacred in the massive city of Beitar, were finally permitted to be brought to burial. It was also the day, the Gemara says, finally, that they stopped cutting wood for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach, because the sun was no longer had its strength and the wood wasn't dry enough after that point. But as a celebration of all the donations of the wood and the constant service on the Mizbeach, on the altar, they made a little celebration. So all these wonderful things happened on the 15th of Av. Now, what was so wonderful about Yom Kippur? Would you say that that's the best day? So the Talmud doesn't write it was a happy day. The Talmud writes it's a good day. What does it mean that it's a good day? A good day means it's a day which is special and meaningful, even though we fast on Yom Kippur. But at the same time, on Yom Kippur, we get atonement. Hashem accepts our tshuva, our repentance, and He clears our slate. Is that not the best day of the year? Now the Mishnah says like this: what would happen on the 15th of Av? Behen benos Yerushalayim yotzos, the unmarried girls of Yerushalayim would go out into the vineyards, beklei lavan she'ulim, with borrowed white clothing. Shelo levayish es misha einlo. That means to say, even if a person was very wealthy and had the girls had a beautiful her own beautiful dresses, she wouldn't wear her own, and that was so that those people who couldn't afford nice dresses were able to borrow, so everyone borrowed as not to embarrass anyone. What would happen? And by the way, the Mishnah says, Kala Kalim to Unin Tevila, if you buy a dress, you never know who wore it. You borrow a dress, you never know who wore it. So you had to tovel it, you had to immerse it to make sure it had no tum, it had no impurity. Obenos Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim, Yotzos, they would go out, Vecholos Bakramim, they would dance in the vineyards. And the boys who were looking for Shaduchim, looking to get married, they would go out to see if they could find somebody. Mahayu Omros, what did the girls say? Bachor, young man, eligible man. Sanoi necho re'e, lift your eyes, ma taborer lach, and see what you are selecting for yourself for marriage. Al titene necho benoi, don't look just at beauty, tene necho ba mishpacha, also look at the family. And they would say the pasuk in Mishlei, sheker hachein, grace is false, vehevel hayofi, and beauty is vain, isha yiras Hashem hitis halal, a woman that fears God, she is praiseworthy. Vomer, and he continues the pasuk, Tenula mi pri adeo, give her from the fruits of your hand. The Halalua Bashari Matheo, and her actions, her good deeds, will praise her in the gates. V'chein hu Omer, and similarly about this incident we see in Shir HaShirim and Song of Songs, that the pasuk says, Tse'enu re'ena benos Sion, go out, O daughters of Zion, by Melech Shlomo, in the king Shlomo, ba Tara She'itra lo imo, on the day that, crown that his mother made for him, Beyom Chasunaso, on the day of his wedding, will be Yom Som Chaslibo, and on the day of the happiness of his heart. And the Mishnah learns this pasuk to refer to these two great days. Beyom Chasunaso, the Mishnah says, when it says the day of marriage, Zematan Torah, that's talking about Yom Kippur. which means to say it's the day that we received the Luchos Achronos. We got the second set of Ten Commandments on the tablets, and that was kind of like a marriage between the Almighty and the Jewish people. And when the Pasuk says, B'yom Sichas Libo, on the day of the happiness of his heart, Ze Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that the first day of the Beis HaMikdash was Yom Kippur in the days of King Solomon. And therefore the Mishnah concludes with a prayer about the Beis HaMikdash, Sheibana B'mehera B'yomenu, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. What an appropriate way of finishing Maseches Tainis as we start the 9 days, the period of mourning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. We end this Masechta with a prayer, Sheibana B'mehera B'yomenu, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days. For those of you that have been following along faithfully, Mazel Tov, I'm finishing yet another tractate, another Masechta, Maseches Tainis, just like you merited to finish this tractate. May we merit to start and complete many more Svarim, many more tractates in good health, happiness, and cheer. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing initiative.